From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Two critical watchdogs say the nation's intelligence agencies relied on inadequate information in the months before the war against Iraq. We've heard many charges that the White House exaggerated evidence of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction or its ties to al-Qaeda. This allegation, however, is slightly different. It comes in a letter from the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House Intelligence Committee. The lawmakers write that even the experts at the CIA drew their conclusions using information that was circumstantial and often years out of date. The letter was originally obtained by the Washington Post, and today a congressional source confirmed the letter's contents to us. Also today, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice defended the intelligence agencies as she spoke on Fox Television.
There was enrichment of the intelligence from 1998 over the period leading up to the war, and nothing pointed to a reversal of Saddam Hussein's very active efforts to acquire weapons of mass destruction, to have very good programs in weapons of mass destruction. It was very clear that this had continued and that it was a gathering danger.
A CIA spokesman says it is absurd to suggest that the agency failed to update its conclusions. The senior Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee says that congressional letter may actually be, in his word, an understatement of what went wrong. Senator Carl Levin spoke today from his home in Michigan.
The CIA leadership might be trying to please the people that appointed them and with whom they meet frequently. In other words, that's the issue as to whether the leadership of the CIA is trying to please the policymakers.
Do you believe that George Tenet, the director of the CIA, tailored information to meet the needs of his president?
I think there's very troubling evidence that some of the CIA assessments were exaggerated, shaped, stretched, in order to support the conclusions which the administration obviously had reached.
You spoke generally about CIA assessments. Is there any reason to point the finger at George Tenet specifically?
I think he's ultimately responsible. He's the director.
We're about to hear a little more from Senator Carl Levin, who is a leading critic of administration policy in Iraq. This past week, the civilian administrator of Iraq spoke to the members of the Armed Services Committee. Paul Bremer asked lawmakers to immediately approve $87 billion. That's the amount the president wants to pay for U.S. occupation forces and also to continue Iraq's reconstruction.
Mr. Chairman, make no mistake. These requested funds represent an investment in America's national security. If, after coming this far, we turn our backs and let Iraq lapse into factional chaos, we will have sown the dragon's teeth, which will sprout more terrorists and eventually cost more American lives in Iraq or even here at home.
In the interview with NPR, Senator Levin said he supports money for American troops, but he questioned some of the $20 billion set aside for rebuilding Iraq.
Some of these expenditures are truly absurd. They got millions of dollars in here for consultants, which I assume would be American consultants. I don't know that makes sense. They got business courses which are being funded. They got people who are going to advise on how to build prisons and that kind of thing. They got housing projects. If the Iraqis want to spend their resources on those kind of programs, that's one thing. But to ask the American taxpayers to pay for those kind of expenditures without any kind of an Iraqi commitment of their resources, it seems to me, is not acceptable, and that's true not just for Democrats, but for many Republicans now who are raising questions about the proposal.
Well, one of the powers that Democrats do have as the minority party in the Senate is to slow things down. Are you prepared to say that there is no way that that reconstruction money is going to be approved as quickly as the administration wants?
No, I would not say that because the chairman of the Appropriations Committee has decided he's going to proceed to a markup on Monday with just like a one-week consideration. That apparently cannot be stopped. It's not a matter of trying to slow down. It's a matter of just trying to provide some decent debate and thought and consideration.
One other thing, Senator, you, along with many other people, have urged the United States to get the United Nations more deeply involved in the situation in Iraq, but it's increasingly appearing that there may not be a lot of nations that are willing to send significant numbers of troops to Iraq, even if the UN approves a resolution.
Hopefully now Powell is moving down the track, which will reverse that course. There's really some disarray in this administration's policy because we now have Powell that's saying, yes, we are willing, as a matter of fact, to have some goal set for an Iraqi constitution. Just the day before, Bremer said, no, we're not willing to set any goals in terms of timetable for the Iraqi constitution. But we've got to work with the other nations at the UN. We just simply have got to be willing to give up some of the decision-making power on the civilian reconstruction side.
But I wonder what the United States is going to get for giving up that power, because it appears that some of the most likely candidates to send troops, such as Turkey, Pakistan, India, are quite reluctant to do so.
They're reluctant to do so in the absence of a new UN resolution which strongly supports the effort. It would be difficult even with that resolution, but they've indicated to us for months, those countries, that they must have a new UN resolution.
They've also hinted that they might not send troops even if you get a resolution.
That is correct. They've said that they're not going to guarantee it, but without such a resolution, they cannot possibly consider sending troops. The president went to the UN and gave up showed very little willingness to give up control over decision-making. The only thing he said he was willing to have the UN involved in was monitoring elections and helping to draft the Constitution. That is not control over the civilian reconstruction decision-making.
Well, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, thanks very much for taking the time.
Sure. Good being with you.